So, ministers, excellencies, it's really a great pleasure to welcome all of you here. We highly value the partnership with the Indo-Pacific partners of NATO, Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, and Japan. And in a more dangerous and unpredictable world, it is even more obvious that security is not regional, security is global. What happens in your region, what happens in the Indo-Pacific matters for Europe, and what happens in Europe matters for you. And I think the war in Ukraine demonstrates this very clearly with its global ramifications. The fact that we also see that China and Russia are standing closer together makes it just even more important that we are standing together as partners, NATO allies, and you as four highly valued partners. So I welcome this opportunity to meet with you. I also welcome the fact that last year was the first time ever the heads of state and government from your countries participated in a NATO summit. They are all invited again to the summit in Vilnius in July this year. And that will further strengthen our partnership and the way we can work together. So I look forward to our meeting now, and then I look forward to you participating in the meeting with all the now 31 ministers, because yesterday we went from 30 to 31 allies, and then soon also Sweden will join, and then we are 32. Mm. So again, welcome. It's a great honor and pleasure to meet with you, and then we can continue. Thank you.